Well, as long as you're bailing people out.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. It's good to have you with us this Tuesday morning as we continue with Fallout, our special coverage of the global financial crisis. We are also too big to fail. That's what U.S. automakers are telling the federal government. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports there seems to be momentum in Washington for helping the industry, but how?
One possibility is a $5 billion loan to help GM and Chrysler merge. The money would come from the $25 billion in loans for the auto industry approved by Congress. And the automakers' financing arms might be eligible for help under the $700 billion bailout package. Why would the government step in? The Center for Automotive Research says for each auto manufacturing job, there are 7.5 jobs with companies that do business with the automakers. The center also estimates it would cost the government more than $100 billion if GM or Ford went bankrupt. That's because of pension obligations the government would be on the hook for and because auto workers would be getting unemployment. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And as Nancy said, when an auto worker gets laid off, he or she does not suffer alone. And here is an example. Later this morning, the government reports on vacancy rates for houses and apartments. Marketplace's Renita Jablonski tells us if you're in the apartment business, layoffs are the last thing you want to see.
Mark Obrinsky says unemployment reports are haunting building owners more than anything.
We've had 9 straight months of job losses, and that's really started to cut into demand for rental units.
Obrinsky is vice president and chief economist at the National Multi-Housing Council. It represents some of the biggest apartment firms in the country. He says as the job market gets tougher, he expects rental vacancies, which have hovered around 10% this year, to increase.
People go back home to live with mom and dad, or they take on a roommate or become somebody's roommate, and that reduces demand across the spectrum.
Mark Verge works with landlords of properties big and small in Southern California. He's president of Westside Rentals and says now is the time for renters to get savvy.
With owners, when they get desperate, they're willing to work better deals.
Verge says he's seeing more desperation than he has in 13 years. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski for Marketplace.
Yes, desperation. That's a word we've been using a lot lately. But today, world stock markets are giving despair a day off. Asian markets rebounded as investors snapped up beaten-down shares like Honda and Samsung. Hong Kong's index rose a whopping 14%, although keep in mind yesterday it lost more than 12%. Japan's Nikkei surged 6% today as the yen finally weakened against the dollar on word that Japan's central bank might step in and drive the yen down. Major European markets are up about 2%, but Frankfurt's DAX is up 6.5%. Yesterday, the Dow shed another 200 points, or 2.5%. The NASDAQ lost 3%, and the S&P 500 is on track for its worst month since World War II, losing 3% yesterday. But U.S. futures were sharply higher early this morning. The Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates tomorrow.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about the economy at Gather.com.
How are you supposed to feel these days if you're in the renewable energy business? There has been a big push for new energy sources because of high oil prices, Mideast tensions, and climate change. But now oil has gotten much cheaper, which hurts the renewable business, and it's harder to borrow money these days to expand your production and research. As Mitchell Hartman reports, a newly opened solar cell plant in Portland, Oregon, is trying to take all these developments in stride.
How big is the biggest solar manufacturing plant in the Western Hemisphere? Well, SolarWorld VP Bob Beisner walked me down one corridor a quarter mile long at one end.
This is our growing room floor. We melt down raw polysilicon at 1400 degrees centigrade. Then
At the other end of the plant, 100,000 solar cells, each about the size of a CD case, will come off the line every day. That's as much solar energy capacity as the entire U.S. produced back in 2003. Bob Beisner is American, but his boss isn't. SolarWorld is a German company. Its biggest global competitors are Kyocera, Sanyo, and Sharp from Japan, and Qcell, another German firm. Mark Tarpening scopes out renewable energy prospects for a Silicon Valley venture capital firm. He says countries like Germany and Japan are way ahead.
Other countries say, for the next 20 years, here are the investment tax credits or the feed-in tariffs or whatever it is that they're using to stimulate alternative energy.
That's given foreign businesses the edge up until now, but the outlook for solar entrepreneurs here has improved with Congress's extension of renewable energy tax credits for 8 more years. That's good timing because the solar industry faces a squeeze right now, with financing tougher to come by and oil prices down from historic highs. SolarWorld's Bob Beisner says his company has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in solar production.
This is what drives the cost of solar down, so that actually, in the not-distant future, we'll be at a grid parity, that it would cost you about the same amount of money to get a solar array up as it would to be buying it from your local utility.
When could we reach that point? Ron Pernick crunched the numbers for his research firm, Clean Edge. He says in some places, we're already there.
If I live in San Diego and I'm paying 28, 32 cents per kilowatt hour, solar can look pretty good, especially if I get some rebates from California, which are available, and a tax credit. Then it's already at cost parity.
Pernick predicts cost parity nationwide as early as 2012. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. A final note, Blu-ray, you know, supposed to be the latest, greatest innovation in movie viewing. Well, people aren't buying it. The Wall Street Journal reports major retailers will slash Blu-ray prices for the holiday season, down from $400 to around $150. The Dow got cheaper yesterday, too, down 200 points. It'll open this morning at 8,175. Thank you for tuning in, and enjoy the day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.